ago, I just got to thinking, Lord, I haven't. There's a message. Should I revive it? And I won't think nothing about it. I haven't had any dreams of anything. And then I think it was last week, I had a dream in that realm. And it was snakes. Some of you don't like them. I'm not afraid of them. I don't go walling around with them. Snakes make good boots. But the reason why I had had dreams before of snakes, and I had to study this message out for this very reason, was I was having a lot of dreams about snakes. And I was like, Lord, what is the deal? I'm not into snakes. I got friends who have pet snakes. No. But I also have friends who have pet pigs. No. But when I got into the Bible and I started reading about snakes, now everybody knows about the Garden of Eden snake. And everybody else knows that in Revelation, the devil is called the great serpent of old. And because of that, we have teachers teaching that the serpent in the garden was the devil. And I'll maybe help clear that up today. But there was something that I caught. That Jesus and John the Baptist both addressed snakes. Not just snakes, but vipers. See, your black snakes, your garter snakes, most of your snakes in the state of Ohio are harmless. Pretty much, if it's got an oval head, you're good to go. Diamond head, it's a viper. Okay? And yes, we do have copperheads. We do have rattlesnakes. Go ask the Mohican Park Service. They warn you about them. And we've got some people in here who may have seen copperheads in this county. So, heads up. And yes, they released rattlesnakes over into Killdeer Plains a couple years ago to restore them, the Masagua. It's a tiny rattlesnake, and if you understand, it's got grass usually this deep for hunters to go hunting pheasants, and then they released all the rattlesnakes. Yep, I'm not going hunting. Snakes that bite aren't my friend. So, in that, Jesus was talking, and he said, then the multitudes that came out to be baptized by him, oh, this is actually John the Baptist as well here, to be baptized in, brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Who's he talking to in particular? See, I'm not giving you all the answers. I want you to start engaging your brain on this. If you know the stories, you know the religious people went out. The scribes, the Pharisees, they all went out. They weren't going because they wanted to be baptized. Matthew 3:7, same thing. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, brood of vipers, who warned you to flee? Vipers don't hang around. First fire, there's something, they like to run. You know, I've talked about some of these guys I follow on Facebook. They're herpetologists. And they have lots of snakes. And this one particular guy has cobras. I think cobras are one of the most fascinating snakes. Thanks to Ricky Ticky Tavi. But I also think mongooses are pretty awesome. And I've seen a real mongoose cobra fight. But these vipers. See, most of you know what the word viper is. It is a deadly snake. Pit vipers have these sensory glands in their nose, and they can feel heat. They don't even need to see it. They just need to know there's heat. Our Stinger missiles ain't got nothing on them because God has had these things around for centuries. We got heat-seeking missiles. Ooh, yeah, God's had them for a long time. They seek out rats, other snakes. But Jesus started talking. Jesus and John the Baptist both were addressing the religious people. And at that point, when I started going down through here, I think I have one more verse that addresses this. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? religious people cannot speak the truth without it being perverted. They're always twisting it for control of people. Freedom is a really difficult thing to have. There were so many people at the founding of this country who were not on board with having freedom. They didn't want to leave England. England's our protection. So what? They tax us a little bit more. Had to get that out. So what? Religion has crept in. And I started realizing, putting two and two together with the dreams, and then I started realizing there's a coinciding time with the dream and certain people that I was coming into contact with. I'm like, okay, this is freaky, Lord. I just had a dream. And then when I realized the connection, that God would give me a dream about vipers particularly. I don't think any of them have not been a viper. In that point, one particular person showed up every time. And I was like, because this person was manipulating us, trying to get us to do things, trying to get us to pray and agree that certain things, and they promised lots of money. I don't care about your money. I really don't. God will provide. But this person was trying to use their influence, their money, because people thought that who they were great. I've not been moved by your title. I'm not moved by how long you've been saved. Well, I've been saved 40 years and I've been speaking in tongue for 40 of those years, and I've prophesied and I've laid hands on. Well, good for you. Why are you still not able to function as a normal human being? God gave me a revelation yesterday. I got to finish up my last run on the leaves. I told her, I said, I don't know why, I just didn't think about my earbuds because they were in her car. And I said, I'm down there blowing the leaves off the hill so I can get them in the drive. And I said, it just started dawning on me. Everybody wants to be this great spiritual person and they can't function in the natural. I don't live in the presence of angels that I can see. I can't see you in the spiritual, but I can see Rob back there plain as day because he's in the flesh. He's a natural being. And yet we can't have good relationships because we're spiritually stupid. Oh, there's a demon behind that. No, somebody's got a personality conflict. There's not a demon behind every tree waiting for you. Sometimes you just got to get used to it. They're just a jerk. And when God deals with you, change yourself. When you realize you're the jerk, you know the thing where you always, if you never hear anybody talk about the crazy one in the family, it's you. Nobody ever talks about who the jerk is. It's you. So, but anyhow, but people who have this religious spirit, they start using the things of God to control and manipulate everybody else to get what they want. I want you to follow me. I want to give you a word. I'm going to give you a word and you're going to follow me. I don't want to follow anybody. I want to follow Jesus. That has been my whole stand the entire time of my adult Christian life, is I don't want to know God through her, through them, through my parents, through my pastor. I want to know God because I drew near to him. Just as James said, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. I don't want you to know God through me. I want you to sweat. I want you to cry. I want you to tear up and fear death so that you approach the throne of God with boldness. That you can say, I found God. The night that I said, God, I want to know you. I had been drinking for 3 straight days and hadn't eaten a thing. I was 128 pounds, so you can do the math. If I had died, it would have been alcohol. But the reality was, it was just masking something. It was hiding something. And that night, I knew that there was a slight chance that I was wrong. I said, God, I don't want to know you through somebody else. That's not a relationship. You know, what kind of relationship is it if you're going to marry somebody, but you always got to have a go-between? You know, we did that as, you know, kids, right? Maybe even as young adults. Hey, go find out if she likes me. You're a child. You're still doing childish things. And ladies, if you're not interested, say so. Don't lead guys on, and guys, don't lead girls on. But I've always told my boys, I said, just be friends. You may not be interested, but don't be a jerk to them. So I started realizing that every time I was dreaming that there was a religious spirit I was getting ready to confront. And then last week, I had this dream. I told her, I said, okay. I said, it'd been a while, but here it came. I woke up the next morning, I was sitting there drinking my coffee, and I was like, oh, crap. Because this was the biggest one I'd ever seen. And in this dream, I was standing there, and I had a spritzer bottle. And I was aiming it at a hole. I don't know if it was in a rock or a log, but I'm sitting there squirting that spritzer bottle at that hole. And about that time, I saw this nose slither out. I was like, ooh. Just kept spritzing it. That water, and then that snake continued to slither out. And I mean, it got out, and it was big. It had a head in my dream that would have been like this. That is massive. It was a viper. And it was all S-curve. It wasn't even flicking its tongue. It was just staring at me. And I kept spritzing it with the water. It's kind of stupid in reality. And that thing curled, kind of, it was still, I don't know how much of it was still in the hole. There was like 10 feet of it out. And I'm still spritzing it. And this thing was actually, it was beautiful. Kind of threw me for a little bit. Because each scale, it was kind of like one of the, there's a rattlesnake that its scales in particularly stick up. And they're really pointed and defined. And each scale had blue and red and a gold tip. And I started to realize, I was like, huh. I'm like, okay, God, you give me dreams. You have spoke to me through dreams a lot. And as I started sitting there, I realized that that snake never flickered. It never even hesitated. I said, but here's the other thing. I said, I was back. It was almost like there was something in front of me, and I didn't have any fear. There was no fear. But in my right hand, I held my 12-gauge shotgun with buckshot, knowing that I just needed it to get out far enough to where I could blast it. So that morning, we spent some time, and I started studying on dreams about the colors. The serpent always represents the devil. But in my case, and this is what you have to understand with your dreams, if you have dreams like I do, you have to properly interpret them to you. Somebody else can't really interpret your dreams for you. You have to. So you have to pray. There can be suggestions. But I realized that that serpent snuck out, and I forget what all the colors meant. They weren't really good things. But I said, I'm standing here with a spritzer bottle, spraying a snake, agitating a snake. Every herpetologist I've ever seen handle snakes, they don't agitate the snakes. Only idiots at the zoo. Come on, I want to see the cobra hood up, man. You really don't want to see a cobra hood up. It's not good news. So anyhow, And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And I'm going through, and this was a Christian website. You got to be careful. As soon as I see that they read tarot cards, I don't want nothing to do with witchcraft. And I got down in there, and I was like, ah, water. Does anybody know what the water? Washing by the water of the word. God told me in that dream that the preaching I was going to do and was doing was aggravating a massive religious spirit. And I had no fear. I'm going to promise you, anybody, if you'd have seen a snake that big, you'd be changing your shorts. But I'm standing like, I got no fear. My heart wasn't racing. It wasn't picked up or anything. I'm like, I got this 12 gauge here behind the wall, just waiting for it to get to the right spot so I could take its head off. And then I looked up weapons. Weapons always represent a way of destruction. And I realized God was going to be using me, that there is a massive, God's already told me there's a massive religious spirit over Morrow County, Mount Gilead in particular. There's a stronghold of religion, and that's why we're here. It wasn't the original reason for a Pentecostal-type church like us, because there's been Pentecostal-type churches for a long time. But this church here is now is because we can stand. We can fight it by praying, by speaking the word of God. You know, Faye probably realized it then. She spoke the word of God. You aren't going to need those clothes. Where's that at in the Bible? That was God's word for the moment. God will speak to you. That's a testimony to people. So as I started realizing, it's like, okay, so what's going on? Then all hell broke loose this week in people's lives. I can't tell you how many people in here are fighting the devil right now. The devil wants to win, and I'm telling you, don't give up. Dig in. When Paul said to stand, that's what it means. Dig in and fight. We don't have swords. We have guns. A lot more effective. You don't bring a knife to a gunfight. Weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And God showed me that by the preaching of the word, that religious spirit was going to show its head. And that we have the power to take its head off. Revelation 12:9, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil, who deceives the whole world. You need to understand something right there. Again, the serpent was in the garden was not the devil. The devil doesn't need a body. And if that's the case, why did God punish a serpent if it was the devil? Do you know there is, I believe it's a constrictor family of snakes. They have these little nubs on the back of their hind bodies. They call them mating spurs, they said, but they had legs at one time. How did we miss that? Because everybody, ooh, it's a snake, it's the devil. No. But there's a lot of things in Genesis we don't fully understand because the snake was talking. And they weren't running. So the devil comes to deceive us. How does he do it, ladies and gentlemen? He uses a religious spirit. I'm okay. I don't need God. On that day that Noah got in there and God sealed the door shut. God sealed that door shut. It was so massive, Noah could not do it. And God waterproofed it. People were laughing. Ha, look at the idiot. He made a boat. There's not even an ocean nearby. But when the earth shook and water began to spring up from the foundations of the earth, And it began to flood and break Eden apart. It flooded the world, and people were crawling, beating on, "Let us in!" There wasn't a thing Noah could do about it. At that point, they wanted God, but they had snubbed their nose. They had thumbed their nose at Noah and God. Genesis 3:1, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made." It was a real snake. Thank you very much. The real snake. Serpents are cunning. They're smart. Foxes are cunning. They are very meticulous with things. I've watched rattlesnakes just lay there, and mice. Don't even think twice. I've seen them roll on them. What are you? You really are stupid. And about that time, that thing gets out there, that rattlesnake. Tsoom. So many animals are very smart at what they do. Komodo dragons. They can't, I mean, they can only run so far for so long. So it's like, why does anything even get close? Yet their bellies are always dragging the ground. Because everything thinks that it's okay. It ain't gonna get me. All it's gotta do is bite you. It's got so much bacteria in its saliva. You go half a mile or so and you get sick. And all it's got to do is keep walking along, flicking its tongue, and find its prey. And then go wait for the next sucker. So it was a serpent. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" What weapon did the devil use on Jesus when he tempted him? Did God really say, "If you are who you say you are, do this"? He was trying to get Jesus to do magic tricks. Janus and Jambres did the same thing with Moses. Moses threw down his staff, and it was a serpent. I believe it was a king cobra. Pharaoh looked at him and said, "Gentlemen," they threw down theirs. Boom, they became serpents. Possibly cobras as well, but not a king. Kings are notorious at cannibalism. Because if you continue reading about Moses' staff, it ate theirs. Should have been a clue to Pharaoh that this wasn't going to end well for him. Has God indeed said, you shall not do this? Why? It's not good for you. You know, we were just talking about sugar. Too much sugar in your system is not good for you. Too much caffeine in your system is not good for you. Simple things like that. We haven't even gotten to drugs, alcohol, pornography. Sex is great. God created it. Why is the church afraid of it? It's how you got here, folks. Oh, mom and dad didn't do that. We won't go any further because I have in-laws in here. But has God indeed said? And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." She knew the word of God. Inside and out. And that's all they had to know. That was it. Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die." "I won't?" Ladies and gentlemen, that's like picking up a .45 pistol. I wonder what happens if I pull the trigger. Well, if it's loaded, you're dying. That's all there is to it. And that's what she did when she started to question the word of God. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Whoop-de-doo-da. What good did that do us? We're now judgmental. We're now critical. We can't have a normal conversation without judging other people. We're envious because of it. Religion is what got triggered that day. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a simple life. One tree. And traditionally speaking, it has been considered an apple tree for a long time. Don't know who started it, but it's just traditional. But was it really an apple? Don't know. Don't care. It don't matter. Why are we fighting about it? See, religious people want to fight about whether it was really an apple. If it was, it was. So what? You not ever had a fresh pear off the tree? Picked a banana off the tree? I had this banana tree in Okinawa that I was watching. Man, I had to walk to work at that point. Didn't have a car yet. So I had to walk the mile to work every morning. And I'd go by that banana tree. And, I mean, I started watching that thing. Them little bananas were that big. I kept watching them. And that was over by the fire department. I kept watching it every day. And then it's like, oh, yeah, that bunch of bananas is about ready. I'm going to go get me a couple bananas. I come back the next day, and the whole bunch is gone. The Japanese firemen stole my bananas. I guess it was growing up against their building, but grapes, oranges, strawberries, all the fruits of the field, all the nuts and the seasons, all of the little seeds is what I meant to say instead of seasons. All the seeds, sunflower seeds. There's so many different types of seeds. We're now trying to teach, well, this is, you need to have this. You need to have chai. You need to have this, 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 and this. I'm like, I don't know. I like sunflower seeds, peanuts, nuts in general. God had all that for us. We were all gardeners. We all would have had the same name. Gardener. There'd been no Son of Morris, no Art of the Wooded Valley. Whatever your name may mean. But the reality is, religion has crept into our lives, and it robs us of the power of God. We no longer have the ability to enjoy life. Because we got religious. And primarily, I'm going to tell you why we get religious. We don't want to change. And when we get to that point, we revert. We go backwards. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't sit still in the body of Christ. You're either moving forward or you're going backward in your faith. Trust me, I've gone backward. I prefer to go forward. I prefer to see the God who parted a sea. The God who caused Jesus Christ to float on the water. The God who took by his hand and shut a door. Well, Pastor, you ain't got no proof of that. That's why Jesus said it is better. Those who have not seen are blessed because they believe. I don't see the air. Well, you know, if you spray something on, you're seeing the mist. You're not seeing the air. You can't see air normally, and if you can, don't breathe it. Just all there is to it. I don't know how God created this earth. It's not an option to debate it. If God said, let there be an earth, boom, it happened. Don't care. If God said 10,000 years ago, we're going to do this. Or if God said 10 million years ago, we're going to do this. All I know is what I can see in my Bible, and it kind of points towards it's a little older than the couple thousand years we've been around. But religion comes to divide us. Well, I don't think you should be wearing that t-shirt that says Marine Corps. You know, it's awful violent. Absolutely it is. Your freedom didn't come because politicians sat down and said, now we want this and you can have that. We have our freedom because somebody said, get off my land or I'm going to kick your butt. Well, we want your land. Not happening. Your freedom through Jesus Christ did not come because Jesus sat down with the devil and said, okay, now let's deal. You can have this person, this person, and this person, and I'll take these, and you can have that person. Jesus said, no, I want them all. I want Hitler. I want Stalin. I want bin Laden. He said, but I'm going to give them the choice. You have a choice. Do you know they were all religious people? Hitler was super religious. He had all bases covered. He had his Catholic priests. He had his occult leaders. People telling him what the stars say. I bet the stars never told him he was going to have to commit suicide. It's funny how they can't do that. He didn't tell him, well, let me go flip over to page 4 in the newspaper. Horoscope says you have a bad day today. Or go to the Chinese. Hey, let's see what the fortune cookie says. That makes absolutely no sense. Now, if it says something like you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas, I get that. But God is interested in you picking him. He fought a violent fight. The pictures in that today, you know, there's a lot of them just showing what it was like in a little bit of downtime. Did you notice they were all laying in sweaty stink? Some of you can't picture the smell of those pictures. The one where the guy had the cigarette hanging out of his mouth and he's got all that camo paint and the blood on his face. I could smell that. The stench of your own sweat because you've been wearing, and that's just the mild part of it, because you've been wearing the same clothes for a week. Our freedom from sin was a violent affair. The beating Jesus took on that cross was a violent event. There was no, oh, we're going to ting, 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 ting. The movies cannot do it justice. The closest one I've seen has been The Passion. And even that cannot do it justice. Because you need to understand 40 lashes with a cat of nine tails. And a cat of nine tails was not just a normal whip. It had glass, it had nails, pottery shards were attached to it. And when they put it across there, you could twist and pull and remove flesh. And they may beat your back, but when they're a certain distance, it reaches around and tears your flesh from the front too. The bones of Jesus Christ were showing. Oh, but we only want to see the picture of him with a little cut in the side, a little bit of blood. We don't want to know the truth. Religion keeps you from knowing the truth. When he reaches out his restored hands and there's still nail scars in them, that's the truth. I actually have shot myself with a nail gun by accident. Still got the scar. Praise God it didn't hit any bone. But it hurt. I can't imagine having a nail big enough to hold my body to an 8x8 beam. And more than likely went through here. Because that would have immobilized your hand. Couldn't have done anything. Imagine a railroad spike. It's about what they figure they used. Your freedom cost a lot. Don't get religious because you're being stupid. Well, I want to take communion every week. You can take it every day. Did you know that? You can take it at home while I don't have grape juice. Do you got some apple juice? Water? Milk? Take it with your coffee. It's a representation. But religion says, oh no, it's got to be wine because it was wine. And it's got to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Flatbread. Unleavened. Yes, thank you. That was the word. It's got to be pie crust. I like risen bread because my Savior rose. But we get religious about it. Well, when we're praying, you need to stand still. I've told you, I've been called a violent person by people that didn't know me. Yes, I am violent. I will do violence on your behalf. Whether it's with the devil or if it's with a communist, does not matter. But the reality is, it's because my Savior did it. But Jesus has been teaching me a whole new way of life. Speak. Speak to that problem. He said, you got a problem. That mountain's in your way. Speak to the mountain. Then we want to argue about, well, was it a real mountain or is it a figurative mountain? So I know that there's a religious spirit that is trying its way. It looks pretty. It looks harmless. Understand, a snake is going to do what a snake does. The guy that I told you, his name's Chandler. He's in Florida, and he's once got this, what was it, 14 or 15 foot king cobra called Kevin. Big snake. And he's got another one. It's a female, and she's a little temperamental. He's like, I've been working with him for 14 years. I know when he's having a bad day, and I leave him alone. Her, she's always having a bad day, but I still have to clean her. So he, very careful, she always strikes at him. And one day I sat there, I said, I wonder if he's ever been bit by a snake. And so I didn't get the feeds for a while, and one day I saw him, he's on there, and he's missing a finger. Because one of his cobras tagged him, and he lost the finger. You need to understand them. You don't play with snakes and never get bit. Steve Irwin got bit. Oh, look at her. Look at her. Beautiful. She's sinking her teeth into me. I'm thinking there was maybe some elevator shortages to the penthouse, but snakes are going to do what they're going to do. A religious spirit is going to do what it's going to do. Well, we need this. We don't need that. We need to listen to the Holy Spirit. If Eve would have said, you know what, let me get my husband involved. Adam was it. Adam was the boss. And all he had to say was, I highly suggest you leave. And then go tell God. But no, he submitted. Because he was tempted. And I'm telling you, don't be tempted by a religious spirit. It's only there to divide us. Oh, I think we ought to get out at noon. I done told you, I'm not too concerned about that. If it's 12:30, you'll still get to the restaurant on time. And actually, you'll probably stand a better chance of getting a seat at 12:30 on. Because all the religious people had to be out by noon and they're already done. So just know that if you're trying to figure out what is causing this divide, it's a spirit of religion. Well, it's not speaking the word of God. Well, the devil didn't speak the word of God. A lie is not the word of God. Do we need to talk about chocolate chip cookies and dog poop again? And that's very sad because she just made a batch of delicious chocolate cookies, chocolate chips yesterday. It's not an edible cookie. So the truth with a lie, you should never eat it. What does God have to say about this? Okay. That's what he says about that. Now ask yourself why. Because there's a lot of rules that were in there just to actually push Israel to know you can't serve me by rules, by religion. You couldn't have one thread. They were worse than the Marine Corps. Don't you dare have a thread hanging off your uniform. I got gigged on an inspection. He turned my cover inside out, pulled the liner out. Irish pennant. What? You don't argue with an inspecting staff NCO like you do a referee. Are you blind? You just say, okay. And the hilarious part was he liked me. I'm like, really? You haven't given me 100 yet. Religion divides us. It doesn't bring us together. Well, I think I know better than you. Good. I'm the one called. A lot of people know better than me. I never claimed to be the smartest cookie in the jar. I'm just the one that God reached in and stirred around and said, nope, you're not hiding anymore. Get out of that corner. Well, God, why you use me? Oh, I get it. I'm too stupid to think on my own sometimes, and so I speak the truth. And it makes people mad. They don't want to hear. It's not everybody else's fault. Sometimes it's yours. Sometimes you're the jerk. We don't want to hear that in our church. We want to hear, oh, but God loves us so much that Jesus came and died. Amen. He came so you could have a good life now. Religion says, oh, but you'll have a good life beyond. Then why am I still here? And then why is it wrong to commit suicide? Really? If I'm better off dead, why can't I kill myself? Because God has a good life for you here. God wants more for you, but you've got to fight for it. You've got to stand against religious spirits. Religion comes at you and questions God every time. Did God really say? You may not know. You may be struggling. Let me tell you what, faith is really simple. Yes, he did. And that's it. I believe it. Well, there's no way they could have done this. How many of you have seen the Secondhand Lions? If you still haven't, watch Secondhand Lions. It's a good movie. But the grandfathers, these uncles are telling this tale to this little boy. And this guy is trying to get the money. Who knows that there's a reality that it might be true? Says, but they lied. He says, but it is true because I believe it. And in the end, it turns out it was true. They had yachts. They had millions of dollars in gold, all hidden under the barn. They had all the adventures they said they had. And I'm not telling you to go start telling people lies about your life. If you've had a mundane life, enjoy it. It's your life. You don't have to go jump out of planes. You don't have to go gallivanting across the country on a motorcycle. It's actually kind of rough on you. But you need to believe the word of God. Jesus said, I've come. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come that you may have life here. And in your life, you're going to have conflict We have conflict in this country all the time because of differences of opinions. Some people even here even believe that abortion's okay. I'm not the one standing before God on that one. I'm only telling you the truth. Herod didn't make it out okay. Pharaoh didn't make it out okay. Oh, but what's wrong with homosexuality? It is a sin. So is drunkenness. So is lying. We're going to get into that. But how? It can't be bad. It's just love. And yet God judged Sodom and Gomorrah. God judged the Greek Empire, the Roman Empire. You think this is the first time it's come up? Nothing is new under the sun. We look at the Spartans and we say, oh, look, they were such great warriors. If you've watched the movie, it is a farce of the reality. Because I think when they call it called the Persians boy lovers or something like that. The Spartans did that. The Marine Corps has this thing they've adopted because of that stupid movie, the Spartan helmet and all this crap. I'm like, do you know what you're calling us? We already know we're perverts, but now you're really solidifying it. They would take their little boys, put them with these warriors, and they did what they wanted to with them. And they perpetuated the cycle. The destruction of Sparta was a blessing to every child to come up. They weren't great heroic warriors. Yeah, that's all they thought about was killing. But they were as perverted as anybody. Anyhow, it is time I'd let you go. So let's stand. I want you to know you can stand against that religious spirit in your own life. When it comes up, the word of God for you, if God's telling you, hey, don't wear hats. Don't come to me and say, God told me we can't wear hats. No, God told you you can't wear a hat. I'm getting a little thin up there, and I realize now a hat protects your skull. Keeps your brains from frying. That's what religion does. God told me to fast 3 days a week. I think we should all fast. No, that's you. That is you. There's things God told me. They're for me, not everybody else. You ain't fighting the same fights I am. So the things that I have to, now if God tells me, hey, call your people to a fast, there's a reason for it. And I ain't saying he ain't about to. But understand something. Religion, if you will let it, will divide you. The devil doesn't have to come and separate you. All you gotta do is wait for those lies to creep in and then, I think I'm better than everybody else. I need to go here. I've always told you, if you find the perfect church, you might as well leave because you just messed it up. There's no perfect church. It's where God wants you. Because I know a lot of people don't want to be here, but they can't leave. Sorry. You're stuck with me. All the goods and all the bads, you're stuck with me. Whether you like me or not doesn't matter. I'll be in your corner. And I think that's what God wants for all of us. Amen? Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you. We thank you for your word. For the washing of the word, that it is more powerful than any weapon we have. We could take the sword, the word of the Lord, and we can speak it to our problems. Lord God, you said we shall have life, and we can speak life. Lord God, you said you will provide for us. We don't need to worry. So we can speak to provision. So Father, right now I thank you for the moving of your word in people's lives. Father, you're stirring your word in their life. You're bringing about the revelation to them of who you are. Not through me, not through Angela, not through any TV preacher, not through any radio preacher, Not to any traveling preacher that they've gone, Father, but you're ministering to them through their relationship with you, one-on-one. I wouldn't want a relationship with my wife through somebody else, so why would I want a relationship with you having to go through somebody else? Because that's religion. Israel chose that, and it wasn't good. We have that opportunity, so help us, Lord God. Now, Father, I thank you for everybody in here. I thank you for those that are able to watch from home. Lord God, I thank you. You're touching their bodies. You're healing sickness and disease right now, and you're bringing about a true revelation of who you are to everybody. In Jesus' name, amen.